Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Noel Damasio, Damasio Accountancy. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. Thank you for the invite.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. I guess my boys are a little slow this morning once again. Now, you might hear some chime in a minute. They're a little slow. I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration time. We are celebrating today. Looking at it, National Aunt and Uncle's Day. If my buzzer board was working, I'd be telling you that's not the one. National Coffee Milkshake Day. Coffee milkshake. Is that like a frappuccino or I don't know. I think I'll stick with a chocolate milkshake, please. Bagel Fest Day. Okay, we can do that one. All or Nothing Day. I can buy that one as well. So let's milkshake. We'll just change it up just a little bit. Checking out the markets for you this morning, as we do every morning. Dow Jones Industrial Average doing real well this morning. It is up about 103 points right now. Oil up 79 cents per barrel. And the 10-year Treasury, it is falling down about I knew my guys would wake up eventually. That 10-year Treasury, it is falling a little bit. We're watching that one for you also. When we see that 10-year Treasury falling, that tells us that mortgage-backed securities interest rates, 30-year fixed-rate loan, probably down just a little bit today. Not enough to make a whole big bit of difference, being that we were up yesterday. We'll see what the Freddie Mac numbers come out. Don't forget, those will come out tomorrow morning about 7 o'clock California time. So if you're interested in it, probably doesn't mean a whole lot to you. For guys that are tech nerds like me, we watch it pretty closely. We're going to also be watching the Federal Reserve coming out, talking about their plans for their rate hike, as I've shared with you in the past. Probably won't see much of a rate hike right now. I don't think the Federal Reserve is going to do anything right now, but I do think that they're going to give us some guidance. They're going to tell us, as I shared with you before, they'll tell us later today that they're going to hold the Fed the rates steady. They'll probably push back an interest rate hike until maybe September, October, and maybe even December. Probably later in the fourth. They'll probably do it in the fourth quarter, and they're going to tell us how they're going to deal with reducing the balance sheet, $4.5 trillion balance sheet. They want to paring that back a little bit. Be kind of like watching paint dry, as I've shared with you. They're going to just, as you refinance your house, as you sell your house, those securities, those mortgage-backed securities that they're holding, instead of reinvesting all that money back in the market, they're just going to let it go away. Somebody else will pick it up. Somebody else will buy it. Won't have a lot of effect. We'll see where it goes from there. And moving right along, have more bad news if you are in the DNC, if you are of the Democrat Party, which I know the majority of California is. Debbie Wasserman Schultz back in the news again. Not good news, but back in the news. One of her assistants, her aides, an IT aide, he got arrested yesterday trying to leave the country, hacking into the Democrat National Committee. Maybe wanted to find out more stuff about Bernie Sanders. We already found out that they were dealing with that. Wanted to check out some emails. Might have wanted to share them. Now, the gentleman was going back. Mr. Awan is his name. He was caught leaving the country. I think he's going back to Pakistan. You're not going to hear that on the mainstream media because all they talk about is Russia. So it's the wrong country. So you won't hear that on the mainstream media. You won't hear that on a lot of social media channels, and very few people in California are going to talk about it. Talking about it. Holy cow. You ready for this one? This one hurts, and I don't know if we're going to be able to get our boys in here this morning. Chipotle lost $1 billion. Yeah, $1 billion in market cap because of an employee showing up for work sick. Now, did you hear the story about this, about people getting the norovirus after eating at Chipotle? Apparently, one of their employees in a single store, just one employee, one store, goes to work sick. getting 130 other customers sick in the Washington, D.C. area hits the news, hits the headlines, and the company's lost $1 billion in market cap since that happened. That is painful.
Wow.
Yeah. Don't go to work sick if you work at Chipotle. They've had enough trouble. I'm not sure what they're going to be doing with this employee, but that's the issue. And there's not any news as was it done intentionally or not intentionally. Big issue there as well. Talking about going to work, Walmart unveiling a manufacturing plan to create 1.5 million new jobs. Hand it to Walmart on that one. 1.5 million new jobs from the folks over at Walmart. Guess they want to combat the jobs that Amazon is talking about creating. But they met with government and business leaders in Washington on Wednesday to unveil a plan to spur growth in domestic manufacturing efforts that company executives say will create 1.5 million new jobs in the U.S. Meeting included a discussion with key individuals on both sides of the aisle about the biggest challenges U.S. manufacturing sector currently faces. Let's see if we can think about this. What is the biggest challenge that we have in U.S. manufacturing? Maybe it's Washington, D.C. Maybe they're the big challenge there. Get them out of the way. Let our businesses go to work. Let our innovation go to work. Cut down the taxes. Maybe we'll get back some of those trillions of dollars that are sitting offshore and let people start investing in our country. That might be a good idea there. Think about that concept. Maybe people won't be worried about the new Democrat Party with their key on minimum wage. Now, does anybody really want a minimum wage job? I know sometimes the young people do. The kids, that's where they get started. And that's a great place for kids to get started is with, you know, go to a McDonald's, go to Chipotle, not with norovirus, but go to Chipotle, go to Carl's Jr., get a job, learn a work ethic. Our friend Harry Sadu was in. He hires a lot of kids over at El Pollo Loco. That's where you go for a minimum wage job. Don't stay there, though. It's kind of like I tell you all the time when we talk about an FHA home loan. Loan to get you into the game. I don't want you staying in an FHA loan any longer than you absolutely have to. Same thing with the minimum wage job. I want you to get a minimum wage job to get started, get out there and get into the workforce, understand how to build a work ethic. The one thing you can say about the young man that went to work at Chipotle with norovirus wasn't a very responsible thing to do, but on the flip side, hey, the man is sick and went to work. He showed up for work. There's a lot of people that say, you know, I haven't taken a day off of work in months. Great. I applaud you. Or years. Applaud people for that. You know, if you're in the food services, that might be a different issue. But let's look at a few jobs. And here's another one that I'm going to share with you. I know it's not a popular commentary. You do not, a four-year college degree is not for everybody. I know it's not a common theme. But there are those people who, hey, you know something? I'll be a perfect example. I'm gonna talk with Noel DeMasio. He's a CPA. I'm not. I went to college with the intent of becoming a tax attorney. So I needed to get a CPA and a law degree. I looked at it and said, man, this is boring. I couldn't imagine my life sitting there filling out all the tax forms. Right? It wasn't for me. Now, there are people that love it, and that's all the more power to them. Let them do what they want. Now, not everybody's meant to go to college, but there are a lot of jobs out there that are going to pay good wages. I need a lending team. You look at a lineman with the electric company. They make great money, that $200,000-$300,000 a year. You look at a very, very honorable profession. They make good money. Carpenters. There's a lot. Mechanics. You know, the CPAs can't do what they do if they can't get to work in the morning. So they need a mechanic, right? There's good money in all these things. And in a lot of them, you don't have $100,000 in student loan debt when you leave those jobs. Think about those concepts. Look at the long term. What makes you happy? I love listening to President Trump the other day when he was out at the Boy Scout Jamboree. And he basically was telling these Boy Scouts, if you do something with your life that you really love to do, you're not going to look at it as a job. I love getting up in the morning, getting ready for a radio broadcast to share with you. Some people look at me and say, Ron, you get up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning to do this. Well, yeah, you're right, I do. You got to be prepared. But I love it. I enjoy doing it. There are people that enjoy tax code. They want to read that tax code. If I had to do it, I'd fall asleep. But, Noel, that's your world, right? And you need both.
Yep.
We need both people in this world. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, lowering your taxes now. We're going to talk to Noel. He knows about that stuff. He studies that. Iron hand worth two in the bush. Not counting on Social Security and how to cut your health care expenses without waiting for Congress. I like the idea. Don't wait for them because you might be waiting a while on those individuals. In any event, you can reach us anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @RonSiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Robin, I just switched to another internet network, so hopefully that'll catch us a little bit better information there, or a little better signal. So keep it. Let me know if you see it any better. Brian, good to see you this morning. Todd, glad to see you out there hustling around trying to raise money for some nonprofit organizations. Love what your work there, brother. But keep up the good work. In the real-time real estate segment today, being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. In today's market, a buyer in hand is worth two in the bush. It's a highly competitive seller's market where there are more buyers than there are homes for them to buy. Some sellers may feel like the ball is in their court and they would be right when it comes to choosing which offer to accept, the closing date, or even which improvements they're willing to make to their house prior to selling. One thing to remember, though, is that there is always a line that shouldn't be crossed. Interest rates can change. Financing might not go through. The appraisal might not come back at the price you've agreed to. All opportunities to work with your buyer to make sure that the sale still happens. You may think that because buyer demand is so high right now, you can choose to make your buyer jump through hoops. But what happens if they reach their limit and need to walk away? You're starting over. Weeks, maybe months later, and other buyers may wonder what's wrong with the house since the last deal fell through. The golden rule, you're all taught from a young age, treat others as you would like to be treated. This shouldn't change once you have a buyer who seems as though they would do anything to buy your home. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Noel Damasio is with us. He is a CPA. He likes doing that tax stuff and learning about all the code. Welcome.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. So I got to jump right in here, Noel.
Okay. Go for it.
How do I pay zero federal income tax on real estate?
I know you're going to ask that question.
You knew I was getting it. It wouldn't take me very long, right? I
mean, you're right. Correct.
Unpredictable.
Correct. So that's the million-dollar question, how to pay zero taxes.
Right.
For a property sale.
How about for a lifetime?
We can do that too.
Means you don't have a job, right?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so how do we do it for real estate?
So for real estate, two requirements that's very important. Number one, you have to hold it for more than a year.
Okay.
Number two, you have to make sure that your taxable income, if you're married, is under $75,000. And if you're single, it's under $38,000.
Wow.
And now you're probably
so
thinking.
So how do you afford the property then?
Exactly.
You can't get a loan on property.
Correct. So now you're probably thinking, how do I do that?
Right.
Well, there's one thing that you might want to check out is if you have a business or other real estate, various real estate, and if you have what we call a carryover losses from a business and a real estate. And I'm thinking Trump.
Right.
Right?
We remember that one. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you have something like that and you unload a property, guess what? You'll pay zero taxes.
Nice.
So keep that in mind. If you have like a sizable or appreciated property and you have carried over losses from previous year, that might be one situation.
Now, are you talking here, and when we're talking about this, are we talking about primary residence or my personal residence? Or are we talking about investment residences?
Both, because after the primary, after you've taken advantage of the capital gain exemption for a home, right, for half a million, but if you're living in Newport Beach or by the water, and if you have some more gain, you can take advantage of that.
Beautiful. Now, I should have said this before we got started, Noel, but I do want to throw this in there. Noel is licensed. He's giving us information for educational purposes only. If you want tax advice, he can do that too. We don't do it on air, so call him. I'll give you, I have his information. So we don't want to have anybody think that we're giving you 100% of everything. We're giving you the best advice that we can in a general format. May not be your specific situation, so be real careful on that sort of area. I wonder why the feed is blurry today. I'll check that out at the break, Dave. So I think thanks for sharing that information. Okay, so. That's one area where we can cut our taxes right there. When you talk about the carry photos, let's go back to that one, because we all read that or heard that during the propaganda of the campaign that President Trump didn't pay any tax or had a lost carry forward of something 30 years ago, 20 years ago,
yes.
Something like that. And it was an astronomical number for most individuals. But when you lose that kind of money and you have that carry forward, the next year you might make that same amount and the carry forward is used up, right?
That is correct.
Or does that carry forward just have to stay for life, or how does that?
It can, for federal purposes, it's you can use it for the next 20 years.
Okay.
But like what you said, if you make the money the next year, then the best case scenario is you don't have to pay the taxes for that year because you have that offset.
Okay, and then thereafter, it's whatever that year brings. If you've used up the offset, you know, the ensuing years, you're paying taxes or not paying taxes, whatever your situation might be.
That is correct.
Okay, good. So that's good information. Strategy, so there's a two-year rule. Now, that you said I have to hold my house for a year.
Oh.
That particular issue.
Yeah, because if I'm talking about a rental property or an investment property,
okay,
then that's why it's got to be more than a year.
Okay.
Because you're probably confusing it with a primary residence, which is a two-year requirement.
Gotcha.
Right?
Okay. So now, if I hold an investment property for, say, 9 months, and then I go to sell that, and I want to do – and I don't want to get too much into the wind – can we do a 1031 exchange into another investment property without and delay that tax implication?
Yeah, you're referring to what they call a like-kind exchange, 1031
okay.
exchange. Requirement for that is to exchange up.
Okay.
Exchange up means you got to buy a property that's more than the purchase price and more than the mortgage balance of your existing property.
Okay, so you're trying to get money, if you're trying to cash out a little bit, do that ahead of time, right? So you have the mortgage that you're moving forward. It's about planning.
It's about planning, but you got to be careful. It's about structuring.
Okay.
I hear you.
Yeah. So again, there are options there, and you want to all everything that we talk about. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm big all the time, but the idea of planning, right? So one of the most important things that I share with folks is basically from mid-May until the end of the year, that's really when you should be doing your taxes, right?
Planning.
The up until April 15th, that's when you're reporting to see how you did last year.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want to bother a CPA or a tax person the first week of April and say, how do I plan and save money the coming year? Because you're a little busy then.
Well, my answer to that is, hey, I'm an accountant, not a magician.
There you go. Okay. That makes sense, too. Okay. So primary residence, we're in a hot market right now. And I remember back in the – I'm telling you, tell everybody how old I am, but in the late 80s, we could go and we'd buy a house in January and put a for sale sign by owner up in July. And you can make good money until the music stopped and you had to know when to get out. And it was my primary residence. I was doing that, and I didn't realize I hadn't talked to a tax professional. Ran into a little bit of a problem there. Surprise! I had my friend Doug Gomer that didn't show up all the time, but a little surprise. So primary residence, what's some rules there on rolling that forward?
Well, the rolling forward is pretty much proceeded now. So we have what we call now the two-year rule.
Okay.
So you have to own it and use it for 2 years. And that's pretty much it. If you're –
2 years of my lifetime or 2 years in a
– Two out of 5 years. It's two
out of
5 years.
Okay.
So if you do that, then pretty much if you're married, you can exempt $500,000.
Okay.
And if you're single, then $250,000.
Okay. And do I get to do that as often as I want or just once?
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years I can do that and get a $500,000 because I am married.
So I have clients who does that buy, sell, right? So what you have to watch out is the 2 year mark usually happens. Watch out for the date of purchase of the new property. Cause that's where it's gonna, not the date of purchase, but the last date of sale of the other property.
Okay.
That's where the starting point is.
So here's an issue that I see a lot right now, especially, we get a lot of calls about this one. 2008, 2009, we had a lot of first-time buyers or young buyers got really burnt when the market
crashed. Yeah.
Right? And they had just maybe bought a new house. Maybe they had gone with a low-down payment scenario. Ended up seeing a lot of short sales, a lot of foreclosures. But in order to continue lifestyle, they'd have mom and dad would step in and buy a house for them. Kids moved into the house and made the payments, but mom and dad were the ones on title. Mom and dad were the ones on the mortgage.
Correct.
And you know, now we're 4 or 5 years down the road, and they want to transfer title from mom and dad to the kids.
Okay.
Is that something that we can do? Or maybe mom and dad are you know, ready to go into one of the great senior communities that are around.
What you need to do there is, let me give you a, let me rephrase the question.
Okay.
If your parents got a home.
Right.
And they're like, you know, like health-wise, they're not doing good. And they want to have their ducks in a row, if you will.
Sure.
So sometimes what they'll do is they'll transfer the title to their kids to take care of the house if something happens to them.
Right.
The problem with that, and your listeners need to know this, very important. If you transfer the title, the cost of the property will just be transferred to the kids. So, for example, the cost of the property way back was $10,000.
Sure.
And then now the market value is $1 million. If your kid decides to sell it later on, they're going to pay a sizable gain.
Now, can the child roll that forward to a next property
if
they're moving into it?
If it's for rental. If it's for a rental property. But the way you do it for tax strategy, instead of transferring title when the parents are still alive, they have to transfer it at the date of death. Why? Because the costs for the kids at the date of death will be the value of the date of death.
So you're going to step up in basis.
Step up in basis.
Okay, so we want to talk about a step. When we come back, I want to talk about a step up in basis. But what about the property tax issues? So we'll talk to Noel about that one as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial market. Step up in basis. We'll chat about that. Lowering your taxes now. Three strategies you can use to minimize business taxes. Yeah, I want to hear about that one. We're going to talk about that as well. Don't count on Social Security.
Wonder why.
Might be an issue. And how to cut your health expenses without waiting for Congress. Got a lot to cover. We'll be back. You know that you can reach me anytime. Our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they have the fast pass approval. No pre-approval needed. Close that escrow in 15, 17 days. If you've got the fast pass, it works wonderfully. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people at Gold Star to handle that. How to cut your health expenses without waiting for Congress. And it doesn't matter whether it's the Unaffordable Care Act, the American Health Care Act, the Better Care Reconciliation Act, health care is expensive. It doesn't matter which one you have. And even though health care goes out of its way to make its pricing as opaque as possible, and even though the current debate seems to equate health insurance with health care, two big differences, you can save hundreds, even thousands of dollars tomorrow doing the same thing you do with every other product. Shop. Right? I mean, if you go out, do you think that you're going to go and just buy a car? I love when people talk about health. They're going to go to their one doctor. They go to one hospital. They go, and they don't ever shop for it. If you got in a car accident, I don't wish this on anybody. If you got in a car accident and you want to have your car fixed, even though your insurance is paying for it, do they ask you for three quotes? In many, many, or they have to go to the quote, the person that they want you to go to get a quote, right? Think about that. But in healthcare, we just go to the doctor and whatever they say, fine. You know, they give you a prescription. You go back to the pharmacy. It's $100 after your part of it, after the copay, whatever. Call your doctor and say, that's too expensive. Is there something else I can use? Do a little bit of homework. Do a little bit of research. Understand what the pricing is. Read your bills. These are all basic. Look for cheaper substitutes. Obviously, I'm not saying to do it on your own. Ask for the doctor for, you know, if you don't like whatever the prescription is, the brand name, the formulary, ask the doctor, is there something else I can use that can fit my wallet? Because you might solve my problem for asthma, but now I'm broke, so I've got another problem I need you to help me with, and the doctor's not going to help on that one. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. So we're chatting this morning. Noel Damasio, Damasio Accountancy, is our guest. We're chatting general terms. He's giving us a great education. He is not giving us individual and specific advice. So think about that. If you want that individual specific advice, that's how he feeds his family. So give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Noel, and we'll chat about that. So before the break, we were talking about mom and dad, you know, taking care of estate planning, so to speak, passing along the taxes and where you go with the liability. So, Noel, we were talking about the step-up in basis if you do the transfer after mom or dad passes. Obviously, we want to do that in a trust. We don't want the governor to be dealing with that for you at the state planning. And we'll talk more about estate planning, elder law. We're talking about that tomorrow. We've got a couple of attorneys coming in. But the property tax basis, how does that part work with when you're transferring from mom and dad, or mom or dad, to child? Do you get to carry forward that, you know, the example you used was a $10,000 property. Can I keep their property tax basis?
For the most part, yes. So you just got to take a look, which, you know, there's some outs. So you got to check with the property tax assessment office and just figure it out. It's all about planning to make sure this is, you know, tight.
Right. And here's the issue on that also. I mean, I've helped a few people, counseled them on. Obviously, I am not a CPA. I'm not a lawyer. So I just tell them, hey, look at this form, and you might find your right answer there. And escrow officers in many times will fill out the part that they can fill out for you for doing those type of items. But Robin, I see your question. We're going to throw that at Noel. Robin wants to know, what can you do if the house is in a trust and one parent has passed? So if the property is just going to stay in the trust for the other parent.
Robin, that's a great question. It's whatever is on the trust, I'm going to assume, depending how it got structured, if the one of your parents passed away, the question is, who's on title right now? If the trust is saying it's the surviving parent, then it's pretty much – there's no tax issues there for now, but it depends on how it got structured. But I'm going to assume it's the other surviving parent that owns the title.
Yeah, and I know, depending, obviously, Noel's the expert here. I went through this with my parents, and my mom got my mom and dad were both on the trust, and my mom was the first beneficiary, or everything went to her when my dad passed.
Correct.
And she got a step up in basis on all of her properties. She had to get an appraisal done.
Yes.
For all the properties based on the date of my dad's passing.
For that thing, it might be half and half. If it's we're in California, so it's community property, so maybe half and half for the step up.
And then you know, 30 years from now, when my mom passes, right, and the trust, she's still in the trust, so then the beneficiaries get another step up, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what can you do if the house is in a trust and one parent? Okay, so we got that one. Hopefully, we answered your question, Robin, right there. So that's We'll keep on going here, Noel. Let's see what other questions I can find on some of our notes and some of our listeners as we continue through here. Defer or minimize capital gain when I sell my rental property. Any answers there, strategies?
For rental property, then what we mentioned a while ago, the 1031 exchange.
Okay.
And the other option that you might want to think about is called seller financing. If you have a lot of cash and you don't need it, and you want to be the bank,
call your local radio host.
Okay. You want to be the bank, then what you do is you structure it as a seller financing. What's the benefit? Twofold. Number one, you're going to get interest income because you got to charge something out of the note. Number two, you will spread the gain. So it's up to you. Do you want to do it 10-year, 15-year, 20, or 30 years?
Okay. Good deal there. Here's a good one. I love this one. So I've had rental properties, you know, throughout my life, I've been accumulating real estate, and I've got a rental property, and this is one we hear all the time.
Okay.
Rental property, it's free and clear right now in Laguna Beach, and we've decided that we're going to go to Wyoming where the taxes are a little bit more beneficial for my retirement.
Okay.
Can I sell my... And I know we're just talking federal here because, you know, we're crossing lines. But can I sell my rental property and just roll that into a retirement home in Wyoming?
Oh, that's a very good question. I love that question. So I think, Ron, what you're trying to say is you want a cake. You want to eat the cake and eat it, too.
Absolutely. How do you think I got to your size? Look at me, Noel. That's
for the listeners, what he's trying to say is that, hey, I don't want to pay any capital gains.
Right, exactly.
Here's the structure. What you have to do, it's all about planning.
Okay.
First, you need to do is you need to do what we call a 1031 exchange. It's a like-kind exchange, a rental for a rental. So for that Wyoming property, I would advise you to rent it first for the first 2 years.
Okay.
Afterwards, during your retirement, then you can go there, convert it to a primary residence or primary home.
Okay.
Now, here's the kicker. If you rent it out for the first 2 years and the last 3 years you have it as your primary home, now you're going to be entitled to the capital gain exemption of $500,000 if you're married.
Oh, okay, good.
So the magic number is 5-year holding period.
5-year holding period, okay. So we got some good information there. So we're saving our money on converting rental property into a primary residence. There's the strat. And Noel, we got the same theme here that keeps on coming back. It's all about planning and setting a game plan and chatting with a professional that really understands these issues and can set a long, your household's long-term game plan.
I tell my clients every time, if you're going to be doing something, give me a heads up 2 years or so, because again, it's all about structuring.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about saving taxes for your business when we come back with Noel. We're going to also chat about counting on Social Security, some money moves you might want to make right away to try and plan for a retirement. Again, we've got the planning theme going on today. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay's available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
800-888-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Good morning, Karen. Glad to see you with us. Gina, glad to have you with us as well. Glad to see Debbie on there as well. Having a good time this morning learning about how we can lower our taxes now. Most people have an interest in that, so I'm glad that you're with us. And Noel Namacio is with us. He is the expert on that, so we're going to learn from him, but we got to get our Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions. Not counting on Social Security, here are three money moves that you should make. Number one, maximize your employer match. I've shared with you many, many times, I am not a fan of the 401k, the 403b. But if you're going to get free money, I like free money. So take the 401k match, put in whatever they'll match for you, but then stop on that because there's much better opportunities. Most of the time, people are going to tell you to open up an IRA. I am not a fan of the IRA because what the IRA, individual retirement account, is geared for, it's so that you can pay more taxes later. Kick the can down the road and pay more taxes. I don't like that. There are opportunities. Our friend Al Manfrey sells a life insurance program where you get the life insurance company to make sure you never lose money, and you can have a gain or you're capped on the upside. I think the last time I heard from him, 17% cap on your upside per year. You're never going to lose money. The insurance policy guarantees that or protects you against it. I can't say guarantee unless it's a treasury bond, but it protects you from that. Yeah, there's a little more expenses, but it's all about you. And then there's some tax strategies you talked to Noel about on the road about how you can get that money out without having a big tax liability there as well. And then also, when are you taking your Social Security? Maybe you want to wait a little while and take it a little longer down the road, and maybe that'll get you a better Social Security amount. That's the idea on that one as well. That's the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. We are chatting with Noel Damasio about lowering our taxes, and I always like the idea of lowering taxes, whatever we can do legally to lower taxes. And the key to me is it's always got to be about, you know, there's a lot of people that come up with these schemes. I don't want to talk about schemes. That's not what Noel's here about. So, Noel, give us a few business strategies to minimize our taxes.
Okay. Three things that you can incorporate this year is, number one, it's called income shifting. If you have kids and you have a business, you might want to structure them as an employee and work for your business. What is the advantage? Well, twofold. You're converting a tax non-deductible allowance to a tax deductible allowance, if you will.
So you're giving your kids an allowance because they're doing legitimate work.
Yes.
And you're paying them for it.
Yeah. So again, it's about structuring. Make sure it's up and up. Whatever you're paying outside, if you're going to pay a third party, you got to pay them that. And then just record what the job responsibilities are.
Okay. Got that one. Income shifting is number one.
Number two is called, because you have the business, it's called the delay. You can maximize deduction for this year and then delay the income for next year.
Okay.
So that way, if you have something that's coming up, again, it's about planning. If you're going to make a lot of money this year, you might want to shift it or transfer some for next year.
Got it. Okay, so we got the income shifting, moving the income from one year to the next. And number three?
Third one, if you're a 1099, I would recommend that you form a business entity.
Okay.
You might be asking why. Well, threefold. Number one, audit protection, legal protection, It might be tax strategy protection. So those are three things that you might want to incorporate before end of the year.
Now, one of the questions I ask about that one, because I think it's a great idea. You hear people talking about creating the business entity in Nevada or Wyoming. Thoughts on that?
Great question. What you have to do here, I got some clients who came in. He got like elaborate, like, you know, like stuff, a lot of lines, a lot of stuff. I was looking at it. My first instinct is that this is going to cost you $10,000-$12,000 a year just for preparation. So the purpose of that is legal protection.
Right.
But what you have to understand is, where are you a resident of? If you're a resident of California, in which you are, I don't know if you're aware of it, on the Secretary of State, your name is going to show there as public. You can do some structuring there, but your name is going to be there. It's public. And then California requires you have to, if you're doing business or actively doing the business, then you have to go back in California and report it anyways. So if you do something like that and you said, you know what, I don't want to pay state tax in California, I'll just file in Nevada or Delaware or Wyoming. If California finds out, guess what? You'll incur penalties and interest, and that's $800 per year plus interest and penalties.
Wow. Okay. So want to watch out. Again, that's why you want to talk to a professional and understand what – you know, and I hear this all the time, Noel, is that people want to be as aggressive as possible but don't want to cross the line.
Yeah. So I got some clients who does this, but it's really for legal protection.
Okay.
And they have to go back in California and file as a foreign business.
Got it. Okay. Tax tip on how you can get tax-free income from your business.
Love that. So if you have a business, what you have to do is you can rent your house for 14 days.
Okay.
Okay. And you're going to say, for what? Well, if you're a realtor and you want to do some presentation in your house, what will happen is the business can deduct the rental expenses for 14 days while you want the money that you receive. It's all going to be tax-free money. You don't have to report it if it's less than 14 days.
Okay, so I can rent my house out to the business for $10,000 a day for 14 days.
Fair IRSS, fair rental value.
Fair rental value.
There
okay.
you go.
Well, I agreed to pay it, and they're going to accept it.
Yeah, Rich Carlton, right? You live in Rivers.
That's right, exactly. Okay. Well, what about it used to be that if you had a home office?
Yeah.
Now that was like the red flag for audit.
Not anymore, but they came up with something also. It's if you want it simplified, because you'd hate paperwork.
Right.
They have what we call now called simplified method. All you have to do is measure the square footage of your home, your business home, and multiply it by $5, and that's it.
Oh, really?
That's all you have to have.
So if you have one bedroom and you just measure that one bedroom that you're using for business and the square footage of that bedroom, $5 a foot, and away you go.
$300, let's say it's 200 square footage times five, it's $1,000.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay, so you get a $1,000 write-off just for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, if you're a 1099, you save not only income tax, but self-employment tax, 15%.
Again, those are all items that many people don't know, that these simplifications. And I'm going to suggest, I don't use it, so I don't know, but some of the online services, if you don't have the right questions being asked to you, like Noel doesn't know you, but you know, he just says, if you're a 1099, so what that tells you is that if you're a 1099, he's going to ask that question of you the minute you walk into his office, right? You may not see that when you're looking at a online service or something along those lines. So that's why great advice, great counsel, my opinion here, does not cost you anything. The return on that investment is where the whole beauty of that comes from. And if you want to meet Noel Damasio, give me a call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. I'm sure he's got benefits for you for as a listener of Ron Siegel Radio. A lot of our guests do. It's not to hear about selling. They're here about educating you and then helping you get to the best locations possible. And be sure, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Big thanks to all of our sponsors. A very special thank you to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.